you know, the usual 3-2-1 shindig. And I call it a shindig because right now where I'm at with doing work and work and just more work is a place of complete depletion. And so that's why on this day where we typically drop episodes, I wanted to drop an editor's note to touch base with you all and myself and just kind of let you know where I'm at. So if you're listening to this, I have completely turned off my phone. I am at an undisclosed location and taking a lot of time for myself in a way that I've never done before. So for all you know, you might be listening to this and I might be just, you know, sobbing in a cabin or something. Who knows? And I'm telling you all this because burnout is one of those things that you don't always see coming because you're in such a like machine. And I think for a lot of people, wake-up calls tend to be something around your health. It's definitely been for me. Stress is a root cause for many, many illnesses, and it's not something to take lightly. So here I am taking it seriously. And the other day, I wrote this poem about burnout that I'll share with you. I mean, and by the other day, I mean, this was written at 4:18 a.m. the second my eyes opened up. And I just kept thinking, like, the line that was coming to my mind was burnout, a slow burning fire. So burnout, a slow burning fire, one whose flame flickers between hours when no one hears her coming. She pulls light from the moon and energy from your mood until you just have no more to give. Burning out. Like a candlestick whose flame barely melts the wax but doesn't let you know she's there. The wick is no more. The wax is no more. The glass is no more. And she burns on anyway until the only way you notice her is the putrid smell of smoke claiming her flame. Burnt out. Like a burnt piece of toast that is charred to a non-edible crisp, one that crumbles into 100 tiny pieces, impossible to clean up, sure to leave a trail of crumbs to remind you of who you've become. So, I mean, when I write something like that, it doesn't mean I'm sitting here feeling that way every second of the day. Actually, when I write things like that, it makes me feel better. It makes me feel lighter. Writing is a form of healing and therapy for myself. And speaking of therapy, I just started therapy. I've only done a few sessions in my life, and that was many years ago when I was working on Sold in America. And I finally took the chance and started again, and I'm so grateful for it. I don't know where it'll lead me or how long or often or whatever it is. I'm usually obsessive as a planner, but this time I'm letting go and surrendering, or at least I'm telling myself I will. And maybe when I'm struggling with doing that, I'll come back to this editor's note and remind myself to be kind to myself in this moment, in this position, to continue writing because the answers are always inside of you. You just have to give them space to breathe. And to know that I feel safe enough and comfortable enough to share something like this with you. And the reason I share it with you isn't for pity or anything. It's mainly to let you all know that I see you and I hear you too. The more I've shared about, you know, stuff that I'm going through, whether it be health or mental or whatever it is, the more people come and tell me that, hey, same here. I said same here because I wanted to avoid me too, because I feel like when you say me too, you just think about me too. Me too part two? I don't know. How can we use that again? Anyway, I hope that you give yourself time this week to do nothing. Because nothing is still something. Nothing is like actually a key ingredient to what we need to be doing. It's the only way we can sustain ourselves. And as someone who, as my therapist said, is addicted to overthinking because I love solving puzzles and I love making things happen and I'm very, very good at it, it doesn't last if you're not actually taking time to rehab after training so hard and just relax, whatever that means. But hey, if you're listening to this, hopefully I am. And hopefully you'll take some time this week to do so too. Thank you so much for listening to this editor's note. And I'll be back next Tuesday with more podcast nor guided storytelling sessions. Actually, next Tuesday is an amazing, amazing episode with the strategist and big thinker, Heather McGee. She wrote the book, The Sum of Us, and she gave a TED Talk in 2020 called Racism Has a Cost for Everyone that completely shifted my view on so many things. I hope you enjoy this editor's note, and I hope you look forward to next week. Talk to you guys soon. Talk to you all soon. As always, at your service.